We're just learning and growing. So we're getting a hold. So we're back in Matthew 17 and maybe back from there a little because of some things we've said and embraced over the years. Do you know the church has fought over this whole thing about healing and redemption and deliverance and stuff? We've been in adversity and we've been fighting and we've been embracing doctrines that create doubt and just say God's in control and hey, whatever will be. And if he does, great. And if he doesn't, we have to learn to live with it because he's God. Who's heard that kind of teaching? If that's who God is, why is the power of life and death in your tongue? Why do you even have the authority of the name of Jesus? Why do you even need to pray? Why would he put the power of life and death in Diane's tongue if he was in control and was going to do whatever he wanted? He created her in his image and told her to be a steward of the earth and subdue it, not be subdued by it. And you do that by staying in God and speaking life and speaking victory and proclaiming truth that makes men free. Or we put it off on God and we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, not the will of God. We're not destroyed because God chose. We're destroyed because we're lacking knowledge. So if we get the knowledge, we can stop destruction. We reap what we... So if we sow unbelief, if we sow fear, if we sow desperation, if we sow lack of understanding, we're going to reap the end result. But if we sow life and we sow faith and the victory of the cross and yeah, we sow love. Come on. If God was in total control and he was at a desk of administration just calling the shots and all these situations were flowing through his desk and he was signing and calling and making shots, and why would we have the law of sowing and reaping? Are you getting this? We got to challenge this religious